Last time on the Experience Corporation.
Let me reiterate this. Under no circumstances are you two to cause the disaster required for this assignment. Is that clear?
Zaptop locator protocol? Delmon, are you looking for Top Pal? Would you maybe want to go on a booze cruise with me tonight?
All right, fine. I'm in.
Yes! This isn't a booze cruise. This is the Booze Cruise. A monstrous maritime merriment.
I am the head attractions critic for the Morning Fog, the most prestigious paper in Three Cloud City.
Which way leads out?
Who burst into the throne room of the Skeleton King?
King Skelly is definitely malfunctioning. He's dangerous.
You might want to shut the whole thing down. Your automata are on the fritz.
Stealing automata wasn't the cash-saving plan I thought it would be.
I can't believe you, Captain Muldoon.
And I actually might have some ideas to make your automata a little more lifelike, a little less, bad.
Protocol complete.
Delmont, is the convulsing intentional, or...
I didn't make a mistake. I just didn't do what I wanted to do the way I meant to do it. I'm pretty sure I sent the reset protocol out across the boat.
My loyal subjects, we ride for Beagle Samland at once. Sail on.
I guess he's the captain now. Delmont, what are we gonna do?
I'm useless without my comm. I need to get back to the lab to fix it.
And abandon the SS Twisted Terror? The number one customer always goes down with the ship, Delmont.
We're heading at top speed to Bingo Samland, and there is no way King Skelly knows how to dock this thing. If this really is a Class C leisure vessel, we've got an hour and a half before we crash right into Bingo Samland.
Almost like we're in an emergency.
Shh! Something's coming.
Wehrmoth!
Wehrmoth!
Shush it!
It's coming for us!
Keep it down.
There you are.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. It's just you.
What did you do?
I can explain.
The automata are going wild up there. They chased me out of the bridge and took control. It's a mechanical monster mutiny.
Well, there was just a weensy little accident with my friend's communicator.
Do you know the liability you have opened me up to? You need to make this right.
I don't have to do anything. This is your ship.
Oh, and I'm sure whatever Bingo Samland proprietary reset software you tried to use is perfectly 100% legal, right?
Well, okay, fine. I'll figure out some way to stop the automata without my communicator.
You can do that?
Of course I can. I can do a hack like that with my arms tied behind my back.
Let's start by getting everyone off the boat before we crash, though.
Good idea. I don't think anything can stop those automatons now. I saw that weirdo with the dictaphone go to Whiskey Jewels. Follow me. I'll take you there.
I don't know if I can handle another mummy mixer. Hopefully the Wehrmoth will get us first. Right, Cameo? Cameo, coming?
Just give me a second, okay? This might be the last time I see the SS Twisted Terror.
I mean, it's a pretty standard classy leisure vessel.
It's faster if you don't argue.
Be right there. Just gotta do my tearful goodbye. Communicator? Communicator, activate current assignment.
Activating assignment. Come in line during an emergency.
Maybe if I get Delmon out of their assignment, they'll forgive me for this fiasco.
Command not recognized. Please rephrase.
Never mind. Okay, I'm done with my sad goodbye now. Coming to save the guests!
So, Snidman went in there?
I think so.
The haunted ballroom sounds different. Less spooky scary and more depressing.
You saw the Wehrmoth. These automata are not predictable.
I'm gonna go prep the escape boat. Stash the guests in the utility closet and I will make sure we can split before anything terrible happens. Damn, my penchant for irony. Good luck.
Let's get this over with.
Does that sound like...
Snidman giggling?
Oh, boy.
Idiot! Never trust a magician. That's rule one of the open sea. At least I didn't fire this escape boat. What's that? Hello? Is that a guest around that corner? If it is, just know that me saying this now should clear me of any legal repercussions vis-a-vis hitting you with this wrench. You're imagining things, Sylvia. Why would someone who just fired her entire staff be paranoid? The mind wants to know. Oh no. Where am I?
Well, this feels different than I remember.
I guess my incantation tweaked the automata's theme cores.
This music doesn't scare me, but it sure does make me want to paint my claws black.
Or rip my jeans at the knees.
Or both. Oof. Snyderman spotted!
The vibe. The sense of doom and dread. This is art. This is horror. Not the horror of a dime store skeleton, but the true terror of malaise. Discontent. Disenchantment. The uncertainty of modern life. The animal fear at the heart of us all. That is the true terror. And that is the terror that Whiskey Jewel sings to this night.
Snyderman, we gotta go.
But the show has just started. I'm finally feeling the frights.
The automata have gone haywire.
If this is haywire, then I don't want to be right.
That doesn't make any sense.
We're in danger. The automata are going to crash us into Bingo Samland.
What? I can't hear you over this sick bass solo.
I said we're in danger. They're going to crash us into Bingo Samland.
No, I don't want a sandwich. I'm feeling this.
We're going to crash into Bingo Samland.
I think they heard that.
You there. What did you say about Bingo Samland?
I was just...
They said we're going to crash into it. Let me just say also, huge fan of your new work.
Do you have a problem with that?
No problem. Nothing that you'd need to encircle us over. Boy, up close, the drool sure is realistic.
I didn't realize how many drooling ghouls there were.
You're those posers who hate Bingo Samland, aren't you?
No. We love Bingo Samland. Right, Cameo?
Yeah, it's definitely not emotionally scarring for me.
It's overrated.
What'd you say?
It's just a bit hackneyed, really. The clown theme doesn't work nearly as well as you would hope.
Snyderman, shut up!
I am a reviewer for the Morning Fog. My honest review is all I have. As I was saying, it's a second-rate theme park with a first-rate budget. As I stated in my review 3 years prior,
they disrespect the homeland. Ghouls, descend.
Hey, let's go! Get back! I don't think we can hold them back much longer.
Ooh, now this is scary.
I just had my communicator and just hack into them.
You gotta think beyond magic, Delmont. It makes for samey experiences.
We're not even on assignment right now.
I mean, you know, just like generally.
As the two adults from earlier struggle to fight back the onrush of ghouls, this newly disillusioned soul wonders.
Gosh, they are.
Should we just give ourselves up to them? Let the darkness consume us all.
Wait, Snyderman, do you have a recording of the original Whiskey Jewels performance on your dicta thingy?
Of course. What do you take me for? A blogger?
Give it here.
Hey, that's mine.
Why do you want that?
Okay, ghouls, get an earful of this.
No, what is that? Stop that horrible sound.
It's working.
Of course it's working. Every goth band has one weakness.
Their old stuff before they went goth.
That's not who we are. We are freaking preps.
The dictaphone says different, Mr. Jules. Now's our chance. Cheese it, everybody.
Oh, how the fun has just begun. Ah, that was exhilarating. There's no truer horror than facing your old artistic instincts.
So many ghouls. I need a breath.
Here, Snyderman, go hide in that utility closet.
Hunkered down in a confined, isolated space waiting for drooling ghouls to hunt me down? Sounds thrilling! Huzzah!
Where's Sylvia? I thought she was prepping the boat.
I don't know, but look. Scorch marks.
Ooh, that's a nice touch. They truly thought of everything.
So true, bestie.
Just get in the closet.
Okay.
We're getting close to Bingo Samland. You have a plan to stop the automata yet?
Yeah, totally, but maybe we should find the other guests first.
Right, very moral thinking, Delmont. Besides us, it was just that old couple, right?
I think so. If you were a bickering old couple, where would you go?
Shuffleboard.
If I had known the night would have ended in shuffleboard, I wouldn't have come.
Ugh, I know. This is just such a mess. I promise I'll make up for this night.
No. I was kidding.
No, I'm telling you. I'm making this right.
Making what right?
You'll thank me later, okay?
I don't know if I like that.
You will, trust me. You just might not know it yet. This way!
Before you reach for that skip button, I just want to let you know that for the rest of season 2, the Experience Corporation is going to be on a bi-weekly. And that's bi-weekly every other week, not bi-weekly twice a week. That would not be sustainable. We have a pretty tiny crew over at the Experience Corporation HQ. It's largely Vanessa doing everything, me doing some stuff, and our wonderful editor, Rebecca, also doing a bunch of stuff. But for all three of our physical and emotional well-being, this extra week between episodes is going to help us ensure that not only we are at our best, but the episodes are at their best too. So that means that the next episode of the Experience Corporation will be coming out Monday, March 10th, and we'll be going bi-weekly until the end of the season, which will be 7 episodes from now. We'll hold your hand through these winter months and drop you off at the doorstep of the Kingdom of Summer. Alrighty, real quick. Cameo plushies are continuing to be shipped. If you've pre-ordered one already, you probably already have it. And if you don't have it yet, I know another shipment just went out as of yesterday upon recording this. This would also be a great time to remind you that February, the shortest month of the year, is rapidly ending. And if you want this month's Sticker Club sticker, which is a sheet containing 4 jellies, if you want to know what that means, you have to check it out on patreon.com/readymadeutopia, or you can also check it out on socials. Just kidding. I'm not going to do the whole thing. But you understand what I was going for, because it is our weekly announcement time. For this humble episode, we do not have a message. That does not mean that I will not be giving a message, because this is my podcast, freak dang it, and I can do whatever I want. So here we go. For this week's shout out, we're going to set jokes aside. Jokes can come back in a little bit, but jokes, we're going to set jokes aside for a moment. And I want to shout out a podcast that has directly contributed to the narrative quality of this podcast. And it's called the Screenwriting Life Podcast. Its hosts, Meg and Lorian, have really helped me develop my skills as a writer, and specifically helped me write and story edit for the Experience Corporation, and I like it a lot. So if you're a writer or storyteller in any capacity, I would highly recommend looking through their episodes and seeing if there's anything that resonates with you. If you'd like to show appreciation for a podcast or a person in your life, just hit us up on socials or Discord. You can also email us at info@readymadeutopia.com and have your own little handprint on an episode for the rest of time. I hope you have a wonderful day, and you'll hear from me again on March 10th. In the meantime, I hope you're staying warm. I know Chicago has not been warm. We have 0 degrees, no degrees. We couldn't afford any more degrees. And for part of the week, there was negative degrees, which means we owed Mother Nature some degrees. And it was not nice. So stay warm, stay safe, and I'll talk to you again March 10th. Bye.
Do you feel that? Something's odd about this deck.
I don't see those geezers anywhere. So what's the horror gimmick of the shuffleboard room?
Well, the shuffleboard room used to be run by the ship's intern. All I know about them is that they were really into avant-garde movies, industrial music, and generally being a weirdo.
The puck is on the line.
That puck is clean off. Open your eyes.
I think that's them. That doesn't sound like they're in trouble, though.
I don't know. There's something deeply menacing going on here.
Well, that's shuffleboard for you. Let's go.
What is that noise?
Hey, you two. There's trouble on the ship. We gotta evacuate. You hear me?
I don't know about this. Something's...
Why are they just staring at me? You two, let's go.
Are you the guys from the comedy coffin?
Us? We were there.
Look at this puck.
All right.
Delmon, I don't think you should.
I have to look at it. I don't know why, but I have to.
Wait, don't! Delmon.
Yeah, that's good. Take a look at that line.
What do you say?
It's... about what?
Is it on the line?
Yeah, it's... on the line? I think.
No, you joker. See that sliver of space between the puck and the line?
Does anyone else hear that? Ugh.
Actually, it's not on the line.
You can clearly see the overlap of the puck and the line.
Oh. Yes. Yes, I can.
You. Yeah, you. What do you think?
This ringing! I can't... We gotta get out of here!
But the puck... Is it on the line? Or off the line? It can't be both.
Oh, it's on the line, all right. Just give it a nice, good look. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll be doing. Looking at the puck on the line. No matter how long it takes.
The line. The line? Is the puck the line or the puck?
You're in the puck. You are that puck. Lucky puck.
Where's the line, Ralph? You cross my line?
Ogden, I'd never cross your line.
Sure you would. Wouldn't he, friendo?
The line.
Better not the cross line. That line.
The line.
I'd never cross
the line.
It's that puck.
The line.
It must be some
the
kind
line.
Of bad mood-inducing
the
automaton. The puck
the
is ringing.
Line. Ring, ring. We are the puck.
What do you say, Ralph?
The puck is us.
Shall we look at the puck a while longer?
Yeah, I think so. We should all just look at the puck a little while longer.
Yes. Yes, we will.
Enough!
Don't touch that puck!
The orange one took the puck. Get him!
Ah, no more puck! Be gone, demon! Ah. There is no puck. Puck is dead. We are forgotten.
Oh, my head. How long were we arguing about that puck?
I have no idea. But I never want to fight with you again, Ogden.
Hold me, sir.
What just happened?
I don't know. Whatever it was defined by a palpable sense of unease and disquiet.
Ugh, I hate indie horror.
Come on, you two. The ship's in trouble.
Ooh, more victims to hide with! This night just keeps getting better!
What is he talking about?
It's really not worth getting into. Unlike this utility closet, which is very worth getting into.
Hey, does this closet get room service?
Now we just gotta find the captain. Looks like those weremoth tracks lead right back to the bridge.
We're King Skelly set up, I bet.
You figure out how to stop the automata yet?
Yes. Got an idea. Just need to get a little bit closer to one of the automata first.
That's the Delmon I know. Where to, then?
Where the most oblivious automaton on the ship lives. The comedy coffin.
And what's the deal with mutiny? The only mutant I see is sitting in the first row. Bah, bah, bah. Fangs you very much.
Wow. There really is nothing sadder than watching a comedian do crowd work with an empty house. So, what's the plan?
So all Bingo Samland automata have a manual override access panel. If you can keep the Count distracted...
Joke's for Adu, but continue.
Whatever. If you can keep him occupied, I can hack directly in.
You know, this whole I distract them, you disable them plan of ours, it's working pretty well.
Yeah. I guess we make a good team.
You really think so?
I mean, yeah, I do. Out of all the disasters we worked through, this one is going, pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I guess it is. Shall we?
After you.
Hey, jokes for Radu, how's it going?
Fangs you very much.
You're welcome?
What is that noise?
Oh, that's just ship stuff, you know how it is.
Delmont, keep it down.
I'm trying.
Ships are noisy. It's hard for me to get any sleep. Upside down.
Oh, that's a real thinker, Mr. Jokes.
Yes, this is the correct noise. Fangs you, fangs you. Are you excited for the grand return to the homeland?
Mm-hmm, sure am. Hey, you know what they say, home is where the heartland is.
Yeesh, leave the jokes to the professionals, okay? La, la, la.
Come on, where is it?
Keep it down.
What are you doing back there?
I'm changing your comedy cores.
But Jokes Ferratu doesn't have any comedy cores.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jokes. This is not the kind of encouraging behavior I like to show up-and-coming comedians.
It's an automaton cameo. And by the looks of it, totally harmless one. Unless you can die by not laughing.
Not like that lady over there.
Who?
Right behind you.
Oh?
Where, Moth?
Ah!
Cameo, wake up. Cameo.
No, I'm not ready for my confessional.
Cameo.
What? What? What's going on?
We've been captured by the Weremoth.
Looks like the stakes are high. Bah, bah, bah.
And Jokes Ferratu is here also.
Oh, Captain Muldoon. We found ya.
So, how did the reprogramming go?
Okay, about that.
Were you able to reprogram Jokes Ferratu?
The manual override panels I was counting on may have been installed on a later edition of the BSL Automata.
Oh, great. Good job. Just in time for us to smack into Bingo Sailland.
We're gonna crash any minute.
Looks like the stakes are higher. Bah, bah, bah.
You just did that one.
Target discovered.
Wait, my comm. It's back. Communicator, repeat that. Communicator?
The hostages arise. Good work, Weremoth.
Oh!
You won't get away with this, King Skelly. I mean, you almost certainly will, but I am mad about it.
Thou art fortunate to witness the great return.
My comm's coming back. If I can just reach it, I can...
Home at last.
I've heard of a homecoming, but never a homegoing.
All right, maybe the automata were a bad idea.
Gaze on it now, my dear subjects. Our home.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jokes. You were just trying to tell truth to power with your comedy.
In my world, necking means something very different. Thanks you very much.
Hush, Jester. Or I will rip thy very vocal cords from thy throat.
Ooh, tough crowd.
They don't respect you, Mr. Jokes. Not like we do.
Stop wasting your time. He doesn't even have artificial intelligence.
But maybe he has artificial emotional intelligence. If my hands and legs weren't tied up, I'd give you a standing ovation.
Oh, anything for an adoring fan. But
your fang.
The only thing sharper I could give you is my wit. And then I'd be out of a job. Bah, bah, bah.
You're true blue, Mr. Jokes.
Right back at you.
How did he understand you?
Yes, yes, kindness is magic, etc. Now get to cutting these robes before we smash into that theme park.
Okay, there. I'm out. Now the captain.
Hurry! Hurry!
Alright, now you're free!
Go join up with the others at the escape boat and she's already gone. Okay.
Look up on our homeland, and she's wearing off. Vastly more profound than anything happening behind us.
Little help here?
Yep.
Home?
What's that? The skate?
I guess those knots were not very garlic.
Seize them.
No, we gotta run.
No, I can fix this. My comm is almost back.
Nope.
Just wait, give me 1 second. I can,
we
I'm
are
almost
done. We're leaving now.
Nope, cameo.
After them.
The way that from the start we are lulled into an almost mind-numbing boredom, we begin to question whether swimming back to shore would be a better use of our night. And then, just as we're leaning over the railing, ready to take the plunge, the switch is flipped! The rides come alive. The sense of danger, the narrative of malfunctioning automaton suddenly brought to life. It's so original. It takes my breath away.
See, Ralph, I told you we should have gone to the ballroom.
Where are those fools? We really can't wait much longer.
Look, I can see them coming.
Start the boat! Start the boat!
Communicator, run diagnostics with H.
What's wrong with you?
Insolence!
Ghouls! Ghouls!
You shall witness the great return!
Okay, everyone, one at a time in the boat.
Now's the chance. Delmon, we have to cut in line in front of the other guests.
Wait, why?
Trust me. Just let's do it.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Hey, watch it.
Hey.
How rude.
Yes!
Cut in line during an emergency.
Mission in the books for the old Cam Cam and Delster.
What?
None shall escape the wicked grasp of the Skeleton King.
Probably a good time to go.
Toodaloo!
Drop the lifeboat! Now!
Dropping! Lots of crescendo!
No!
All in all, not a bad date night.
Best anniversary ever.
Cameo, did I just hear you say mission, as in our assignment?
You might have.
Okay, secret's out. I started the mission, and we just completed it. You're welcome.
What?
Well, now you have all this free time to work on your beeps and boops. I wanted to surprise you with something nice. Tonight was such a mess, and the museum was so awkward, and I just thought this would be a really sweet surprise for you.
Cameo, you've got to be kidding me right now.
What?
You just recorded two X-Corp employees as they set a cruise ship on a collision course to Bingo Sam Land with many live passengers in it. Leslie was so clear with us, okay? You know that we weren't supposed to cause an actual emergency?
You said you could stop the ship with your magic or whatever. You always figure it out. Delmont, you're so good at this.
Am I? Cammy, do you understand how bad this looks? I mean, like, maybe I can fix it if my communicator comes back or if we weren't, like, on a literal emergency life raft.
I just wanted to make up for tonight, okay?
By recording me behind my back? By making me look bad at my job? You set me up to fail!
Delmont, I really didn't mean to do anything to upset you or...
Of course you didn't mean to. You don't think about anything. You just do bad ideas and then somehow get away with it because you're cute and smiley or whatever.
That's not true.
Target located. Top found.
What? Communicator, you found him? Hello?
The ship is pretty close to Bingo Sandland.
Delmont, I'm really sorry, okay? I didn't, you're right, I didn't think about it. It was my mistake, and I'm gonna make this right, okay?
Communicator, talk to me.
Look at that.
They're flying.
Whoa.
Is that also part of the show? It seems a bit out of tone.
Oh, no.
What are those?
The X-Corp fixers.
Experiences Cameo and Delma. Your assignment is compromised.
No, no. We cut in line during an emergency. We did the assignment. You can go back. It's okay.
Your performance has been deemed a failure. Please assume the position for abduction.
Ew! What a deus ex machina.
What about my boat?
Wait, no. I can solve this, okay? We still have time. Just my communicator is coming back, all right?
This is out of your hands, experiencer. X-Corp is minimizing the damage right now.
Cameo, we need to go with them. Come on.
Okay.
Hey, let
hey,
go!
Hey,
come
let
on.
Go!
It's not.
It's okay.
Stop
it's
it.
Okay. Just.
Ow.
All right. I'll go up the ladder.
Oh,
fine.
The perfect end to the perfect evening. Bravo! Bravo!
Hello, I am J.P. Restless Jr., and this is New News Tonight. Breaking news news, a Class C leisure vessel, the SS Twisted Terror, exploded just off the shore of Bingo Sam Land. Eyewitnesses at the park report seeing two experienced corporation flyers leaving the scene just after the explosion, leaving more than a few unanswered questions. Here for comment, we have the experienced corporation's head of public relations, Lola.
Good evening, J.P. Thanks for having me.
Quite the evening at Bingo Sam Land. While there have been no reported injuries, no one would call this anything less than a disaster. Care to comment on X-Corp's involvement in this fiasco?
It's not our policy to comment on speculation, JP. You know that.
Your corporation's flyers were spotted over Bingo Sam Land around the time of the incident, were they not?
Our flyers make use of many different flight paths. We have a strong business relationship with Bingo Sam Land, so...
And what about the reports that two X-Corp experiencers were on the SS Twisted Terror before it exploded?
I told you, we don't comment on rumors.
This is from the captain's manifesto. Two individuals by the name of Cameo and Delmont were on board, both of whom we've confirmed work in the Stranger Experiences pod at X-Corp.
We screen for the highest level of expertise, something our competitors at Feltstar and other...
So you deny that Cameo and Delmont were involved?
I didn't say that.
I'm just trying to understand what happened here.
And so am I. This incident is developing in real time. Our best people are looking into it, and we will release our own report as soon as we can.
Has Rufus made a comment on the situation?
Everyone in the Experience Corporation leadership team is on the same page here.
But let me say, JP... If our experiencers are shown to be involved in this catastrophe in any way, I can assure you that they will face serious consequences.
And I hope they do. That's all the time we have tonight, Lola. Thank you again for joining me on New News. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise, JP.
The world of ready-made utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The Experience Corporation is produced by Caleb Davey. This episode is written by Samuel Levitt and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode was directed by Vanessa Thurlow. This episode features Mark Miles as King Skelly, Morgan Morris as Jokes Feratu, Matthew Sneed as Stanley Snideman, Caleb Davey as Ogden, Maddie Fanmartino as Rolf, Maya Nell as Captain Sylvia Muldoon, Liana Carrasco-Ramos as the Weremoth, Julia Crowley as Lola, Drea Aponte as JP Restless, and Joey Meland as Whiskey Jules. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. This episode was edited by Rebecca Lynn. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow, with words by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, and it's performed by Christian Rasmussen. All of our artwork is done by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, and Louise and Raj. And a special thank you to the Elsner Family Fund. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us in your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much for listening.